This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1991. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded July 18th, Australia, Azores, China, Congo DR, Cuba, Denmark, Europe, India, Korea North and South, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Madeira, Mali, Malta, Mexico, North America, Oklahoma, Romania, Spain, Sudan South, Taiwan, Tibet, UK, USA, Vatican, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. What's the frequency, Kenneth? I got off to a great start last week by omitting the frequency for the very first item about 4KZ in Australia, although I'm sure many of you knew it, 5055 kilohertz. But that's not all. They're adding a second frequency. Reporting to Hardcordiacs, Arthur Delibere in Maryland reports receiving a verification from the QSL manager, John O'Wright, of the Australian Radio DX Club, passing on info from Al Curtin, who runs 4KZ in Queensland, that they're going to add a new frequency. It is 2484 kilohertz from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. local time, roughly. That is 08 to 20 UT. So far, no reports of that yet being heard. 2484 kilohertz in addition to 5055. July 17th until off at 14 UT after the usual time signal, I was hearing CNR1 in China on 13550. That, of course, is yet another jammer, but it's almost in the 22-meter band. It is listed by IBE, but not by Aoki, as one of countless such jammers, 13550 against Sound of Hope, which, when heard, is on a slightly higher frequency, according to monitoring by Wolfgang Büschel. And he says the CNR1 jammer on 13550 is being reported from Europe with quite a strong signal. Manuel Mendez in Spain updates us on his latest monitoring of the only shortwave station in the DR Congo, Radio Kahuzi in Bukavu, 6210.2. The sign-off time varies slightly. He's hearing it as early as 17:45 UT. On July 12th, it went off at 18:16 after vernacular comments and religious songs, always extremely weak. The same on July 13th until 18:19. July 14th until off at 18:07. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Last week, I mentioned 15370 being caught, considerably off frequency to the low side. This week, I have more reports of the two other frequencies where this happens sporadically and unpredictably, not all the time. But if you're lucky, you'll catch them as I did. Here we go. July 12th at 12:58 on 13739.243. July 15th at 22:22 in French on 7379.241. July 17th at 1400 on 13739.241. On July 13th, Stig Hartvig Nielsen, proprietor of the low-power Danish non-pirate station World Music Radio, reported this to Hardcore DX. That was on a Saturday. World Music Radio is now broadcasting on 15805, 200 watts, with a new three-element Yagi. Currently, the aerial is beamed north, providing coverage of WMR in northern Scandinavia during daytime every Saturday and Sunday from 07 to 20 UT. Sometimes the signal can also be picked up in Central and Southern Europe, in Ireland and Western UK, in Russia and Eastern North America. Meanwhile, we continue broadcasting on 5840 with 100 watts, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Transmitter site of both is Randers in Denmark. Reception reports welcome at WMR at wmr.dk. Now news about what is a pirate free radio service, Holland. Most editors file this under Holland or Netherlands, but since it is a pirate, I'm not convinced it's actually transmitting from that country, which is why I file it under E for Europe. Advance notice of two summer broadcasts, the first on Sunday, July 28th. Thematic programs will be aired starting at 1652 UT, lasting over 4 hours, closing down at 2100. most likely on 7700 parallel to 5810 with a spare frequency of 5800. And then the unofficial celebration of their 39th anniversary on Sunday, September 1st, details later in August. Thanks to Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener for sending that on to us. And also Manuel Mendez, who refers us to their website for full program details, www.frsholland.nl. On July 15th, Joe's Jacob reports to DX India that the Chinese station on 4920 has been missing for some days, so all India Radio Chennai on that frequency is heard very clearly. Also missing is China from 4905, maybe due to maintenance. More about that when we get to T for Tibet. Here's a first-time note from Brendan Wall in Washington State, WAHL, who has the matching ham call sign WA7HL. On July 15th, Voice of Korea has been running the wrong programs at 15 UT on 9435 in Korean instead of English. At 16, German came up instead of French. And at 17, I'm hearing Russian. Makes for some interesting variety. Also carrying Russian, parallel 11710. And 9425, 2 week, but sounds like Spanish instead of Russian. And this leads to many other observations by Wolfgang Büchel in Germany that Voice of Korea, North Korea, has been running lots of languages on the wrong frequency and or the wrong time. Another significant anomaly was 11865, a new frequency replacing 12015, apparently to avoid Mongolia, heard from North Korea between 14 and 2050 UT. Many other anomalies he monitored, but won't go into detail about them now, since who knows, they may be back in whack. Another periodic, approximately monthly frequency shuffle by another clandestine to North Korea, Shokaze or Seabreeze from Japan, about North Korean abductions. Reported by Ron Howard, as of July 17th, the frequency changes for the 13 to 14 UT broadcast. 5920 and 6040 have replaced 5935 and 6070. That, of course, includes English only on Thursdays normally. They make their changes oblivious of what else is on the frequencies. Ron says another terrible choice, 5920 at 13 UT, heard underneath a stronger Voice of Freedom along with North Korean jamming, and 6040 had interference from North Korean jamming on 6045 against National Unity Radio. All of these shokazes are transmitted from Yamato, Japan, under the call sign JSR. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria provides the changes for the other two broadcasts. The repeat at 16 to 17 UT is on 5935 and 5980, replacing 5920 and 6165. And the in-between broadcast, only in Japanese daily at 1405 to 1435, has moved to 6090 and 6165, replacing 5980 and 6070. And in fact, on this broadcast, the programming is actually from a fellow clandestine about the same subject, Furusato no Kaze. As for Korea South, July 18th until 14 UT, I was having my best reception yet of KBS World Radio's English to North America on 15575. It was almost readable. Now that they are allegedly pumping 250 kilowatts our way over a path barely viable at midsummer. Meanwhile, Voice of Korea from the North is better as usual on 25 meters, 11710. Mike Cooper forwards a webpage from www.fbo.gov, which is Federal Business Opportunities, headline, Shortwave Antennas for Kuwait, dated July 14th and July 12th. The United States Agency for Global Media Kuwait Transmitting Station Shortwave Antenna Expansion Project. There is a requirement for a contractor to design, construct, and test additional shortwave antenna systems at the Kuwait station. As part of network improvement, it seeks to expand capability to serve the African continent with shortwave transmissions. The station is located on nearly 2,223 acres at al-Rimam on the road to Abdali, which is about 40 kilometers northwest of Kuwait city center. The expansion will result in operational transmitting station facilities, antennas, balance, field switches, and connection to GF switch matrix, transmission lines, and other items as specified. This will be a firm fixed-price contract for the contractor to design, furnish, fabricate, construct, install, test, and deliver the facility's antennas, field switches, balanced open-wire transmission line, coaxial transmission line, and other items as specified to the Kuwait station. A site visit has been scheduled for Monday, August 5th and Tuesday, August 6th at 10 a.m. Kuwait time for contractors to get insight into the job requirements and a guided tour. Mauno Rijala suggests that while Tibet is off 4820 for maintenance, now you can check for Kyrgyzstan without interference until 1230 UT. As I recall, that frequency varies somewhat. In the medium wave circle, Transworld Radio's so-called Silk Road project began transmitting in June. It's on their website, www.twr.org. Strangely enough, it does not mention the frequency or even the country it's coming from. But DXers have been hearing a new TWR transmission on 612 kHz, which makes it Kyrgyzstan. In IRCA DX Monitor, Bruce Portzer in Washington State reports reception of 612 on Kiwi SDR remote receivers in Kazakhstan and Novosibirsk, Russia, July 6th at 1555 to 1630. The TWR interval signal at 1600 on ID languages and off at 1630 after the IS once again. The programs are listed as 1357 to 1630 in Kazakh, Kyrgyz, Russian, and Uzbek. And one more may be in the Turkmen language. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports Radio Mali's weekly English broadcast once again, heard on Saturday, July 13th, between 1855 and 1908. News about Mali and other African countries on 5995. News about XCPRS 1090 near Tijuana, Mexico. This is from Barrett's Sports Media, June 23rd, via Richard Evans and Phil, by the way, in IRCA DX Monitor headline, Kaplan wants Mighty 1090 back on air by August 1st. Kaplan and the Bichara family enjoyed their time together during meetings. Both sides are hopeful a partnership can work, according to this story by Brandon Kuntz on June 18th. Scott Kaplan returned to the Scott and BR show after meeting with the owner of San Diego's 1090 AM frequency. In April, the longtime San Diego sports radio leader, the Mighty 1090, went dark following a financial dispute between the station's operator, Broadcast Company of the Americas, and owner of the transmitter, Andres Bichara. Kaplan flew to Monterrey in hopes of building a relationship with the Bichara family to create a partnership and reincarnate the Mighty 1090. He was going to the Bichara family, making it very clear, I'm not the guy who was part of the previous regime that made you feel like you got screwed over in business, Kaplan said during Monday's episode. I have nothing to do with those people. I got screwed over, too. Since the Mighty 1090 went dark in April, Kaplan has continued to broadcast the Scott and BR show live on YouTube and tune in every weekday at 3 p.m. Pacific. The outlook for bringing the Mighty 1090 back to the airwaves seems like a difficult task, but one that Kaplan believes will happen. My goal is to have us on the air August 1st. You can't lose football season. We have to be on the air for football season. If they're able to resuscitate 1090, they plan to rename it Team 1090 instead of the Mighty 1090. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1991, a non-commercial service, as are our website, worldofradio.com, and online publication, DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Doug Brown of London, Ontario, who sent a U.S. dollar contribution to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. He says he used to listen to us Saturday evenings when on WWCR. Since then, saving up our weekly podcast to listen to on Saturday nights. But now, thanks to WRMI, he can listen directly to World of Radio on shortwave Saturday nights, UT Sundays at 0130 on 5850. One may also contribute by PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. The Antichrist pirate station YHWH continues to be heard frequently, but between 03 and 05 UT roughly, always on 7470. Here are some comments about it from Jim Barrett in Elmira, New York. When it's on, I can see the carrier in the waterfall of my SDR, but I can't hear any audio in the AM mode. If I listen in upper or lower sideband, I can hear an occasional word or syllable, but not enough to ID. It appears of the various Western SDRs in the Kiwi network, the one located in Prescott Valley, Arizona, almost always has good audio when YHWH is on, as do the ones near Denver. But I don't think it's located near either SDR, just the effects of propagation. Many listeners have noted that Josiah's program often appears or cuts off suddenly at mid-sentence. I'm wondering if he might be operating his transmitter from a remote location on a timer. It would be one way of avoiding liability if the FCC tracks it down again. If there's nobody physically present at the transmitter site, it might be difficult to issue a violation against an operator who is not actually there. Just a thought. And with the recent debut of WLC on WBCQ, which also emphasizes the Hebrew tetragrammaton, I've begun thinking of the two stations as Yahweh West and Yahweh East, although the eastern one has a different way of pronouncing it. Here is Oklahoma's probably most off-frequency medium wave station, KCLI in Clinton 1320. July 12th at 1543 UT, I measured it 41 hertz low on 1319.959. If there's any propagation from another station on the 1320, there is a low audible heterodyne, very annoying, such as KLWN Lawrence, Kansas, which I was probably hearing at 1220 UT. But I was actually looking for KWHN in Fort Smith, Arkansas, because via medium wave news in the UK, it said that it was operating at reduced power of 1 kilowatt instead of 5 and from a long wire antenna due to flooding. This also affected KFSA Fort Smith on 950, which has silent as a result. I wonder just how much power a long wire can tolerate. In the Ontario DX IO group, Mark Cody reports some frequencies from Radio Romania International have been missing. You wonder if they're trying to save money by cutting back on transmitters broadcasting to us. Or I say it just could be maintenance or some other problem. Anyhow, his observations are July 16th and 17th, 6040, opening at midnight UT. Good with slight fading, but the parallel frequency 7375 was not heard. Also, the 2030 transmission for Eastern North America is heard on 13650, but not its listed parallel 11850. Besides trying to broadcast to North America all day weekends from 14 UT on a far too low frequency 9690, Spain doesn't have too many other problems. But when it is propagating well as late as midnight 15 UT, July 13th, I found that frequency putting out some extremely distorted spurs, approximately plus and minus 30 kilohertz. I could tell that's where they were coming from by matching the modulation peaks and pauses. They were roughly between 9654 and 9663, 9715 to 9727, and 9745 to 9755. Meanwhile, 9690 itself sounded fine. In the NASA flash sheet, John Filiozzi in Half Moon, New York, reports a station on 15410, July 8th, at 1645, presumed to be iRadio for South Sudan via Issoudun, France, heard with pop music and a fair signal. But editor Richard D'Angelo points out that iRadio supposedly left shortwave May 1st, but who knows what could be there now in place of that transmission. Or maybe it never left shortwave. I checked HFCC and it shows it went from active to reserve status on May 1st, Monday through Friday 16 to 17 on 15410. In early July, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany carried out another extensive survey of Sound of Hope frequencies, mostly from Taiwan, and CNR or other jamming, as well as other way out-of-band frequencies. It appears in BCDX and in the new DX Listening Digest, number 19-29, when published via worldofradio.com. As noted earlier, under India, 4920 in the clear, Ron Howard says it's unusual to find PBS Zhejiang Tibet off the air, but July 11th and 12th, it was clearly not broadcasting on the frequencies I checked. 4820, 4905, 4920, 6200. They were all off the air on July 12th as well. 5935 had Shokaze Japan in the clear at 1303. 6200 had Voice of Jinling in China without the usual Tibet QRM. Ron follows up, this continued to be the case through July 15th. All those frequencies he checked were still missing Tibet from 1030 UT. Mano Ridula replies on DX India that Alki reports hearing Xizhang or Tibet in Chinese until 1200 on 15745. We suspect the missing frequencies are just due to a summer maintenance break. The BBC Promenade concert season is about to start this year, the first night, July 19th, until the last night on September 14th. They air on BBC Radio 3 webcasts. I enjoy listening to these concerts, and I think you can still get them on demand if you can't listen live. The website is www.bbc.co.uk/PROMS. Last week, shortly after citing the new WBCQ HFCC registered schedule of 500 kilowatts, showing two new higher frequencies, I realized that someone must have mixed up AM and PM. In the 24-hour system, everything is 12 hours off according to the already established language schedule. So, when they start, Arabic on 15180 should be at 19 to 22 UT, and on 11705 at 22 to midnight UT. Meanwhile, 9330, the original frequency, continued to be off the air during most of the day, apparently for further antenna work. On July 13th, Larry Will told us, Alan tells me that number 6 is still very much in the test phase. He did confirm on his show July 12th that the new service will use 11705 and 15180 in addition to 9330. But the implementation of these new frequencies requires some work at the facility. It's still intended to be a 24-hour operation once testing is complete. It had been taking Sundays off and I believe not heard on July 14th. But David Alpert says it was not heard on checks here beginning at 23 UT Monday, July 15th for the next 5 hours. Well, Sam and even I also noticed it was totally off the air from UT July 16th. And then Artie Bigley forwards a twit from Alan Weiner on July 16th saying the world's superstation is offline till further notice while we tune up to higher frequencies and make improvements to the great antenna. And as of July 18th, it's still not being heard, nor do we hear Brother Scare on the other 9330 transmitter. I often detect a just barely audible carrier on 5800, which I suspect is coming from WRMI, although it's missing from their schedules. But July 13th at 0532, I was hearing their oldies system at S6 and parallel to 9395. July 18th at 1352, I was hearing some music on 15809.963, slightly wobbly frequency. No doubt number 3 transmitter of WTWW, in a rare appearance on this or any frequency. I had last logged them 2 months before. They were still there at 1429. And no other frequencies of WTWW were on the air, still at 1648. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, had been hearing it as early as 1200, and Wolfgang Büschel measured it at 1240 on 15809.971. When I checked again at 1801 and 1826, I was hearing double audio, not only a preacher talking, maybe Pastor Pete, but gospel music at equal level, so it was not intended to be in the background. What's going on at Lebanon, Tennessee? Richard Langley in New Brunswick says we haven't heard much lately about the rebuilding and re-equipping of that other Yahweh station, WMLK, in Pennsylvania. But there is a recent message from their FB page, which is dated July 9th. Thankfully, we have good news to report. The WMLK radio transmitter build is back on track. We were notified this AM, July 9th, that Ampagon was now in the process of building the transmitter once again. The WMLK radio transmitter build has been moved to the first place in line. For this, we praise and thank Almighty Yahweh. On July 16th, we listened to Stardate via KWOU 88.1 in Woodward, where Sandy Wood concluded by saying it was her last show. She is retiring due to health problems. We'll miss her very much, these two-minute capsules she always filled with a sense of wonder, whether elementary astronomy or something intriguingly deeper. She must be older than she sounds with her lovely voice. I've always felt the Stardate website did not give enough credit to Sandy. In fact, searching the site about all we can find is a photo of her from 3 years ago. Sandy Wood had been the voice of Stardate at McDonnell Observatory since 1991. The next day we heard her successor, Billy Henry. July 16th at 0105 UT on 7305. JRX, José Ronaldo Xavier in Brazil, heard a new Portuguese shortwave transmission from Vatican Radio relayed via Grimesland, North Carolina. And I heard the end of that at 0130 going into Spanish. Contrary to the usual procedure at Vatican, they've actually increased their shortwave broadcasts in this case. For a good many months, the Spanish broadcast had been reduced to only 15 minutes starting at 0145. But now we have half an hour of each, Portuguese and Spanish, between 01 and 02. Christian Mocano in Romania forwards more about this. The ZENIT news agency in its dispatch reports that Vatican News, formerly Vatican Radio, would resume shortwave broadcast in Portuguese as of August 1st. The move is in the context of the Synod for the Amazonian Region, which will be held from the 6th and the 27th of October. Vatican News hopes to reach a target audience of more than 25 mega people who do not have easy access to the new technologies. Well, it's already started, as we have just found. In his listening post column for the British DX Club Communication, Alan Rowe has this to say about the Voice of Vietnam. Heard next door to Vatican, as a matter of fact, via WHRI 7315 with its three English broadcasts at midnight and 0130 UT. He says the Sunday show is probably my favorite on VOV, although Colorful Vietnam and Weekend Music are also high on my list, with Letterbox, Discovery Vietnam, and Village Life also in the running. Here is the schedule of features. UT Days, following the news and current affairs. On Sunday, The Sunday Show. Monday, Colorful Vietnam and Personality of the Week. Tuesday, Society and Business. Wednesday, Letterbox. Thursday, Economy and Discovery Vietnam. Friday, Our Village Life and Culture. And Saturday, The Saturday Show and Weekend Music. In DX Listening Digest, below the wavy line, we often have additional information which doesn't fit into the country alphabetical order above it, such as reports of the expeditions or cruises transatlantic, such as by Pete Taylor in May from Fort Lauderdale to the Azores to Greece. He made some medium wave observations and provides a bunch of audio clips which are linked in DXLD, but originally in the National Radio Club, including Azores and Madeira. There were no AM stations noted in Ponta Delgada, but the one in Funchal, Madeira was alive and well on 1530. Malta was a nice surprise, popping in as they passed through the straits between Sicily and Messina. Ads were in English and Italian, dominated by ones for Costa Coffee. BBC News at 9 a.m. local time, Radio Malta on 999 kilohertz. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 15th. Geomagnetic field activity expected to range from quiet to active. Active levels expected August 5th and 6th. Unsettled July 28th, August 4th and 7th. Otherwise, quiet levels. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, but a peak to 15 and 4 on August 5th and 6th. And solar flux stuck at a low 67 through August 10th. So concludes another World of Radio number 1991. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week, starting and ending with a standard disclaimer.